Welcome and blessed Sabbath to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are listening over the phone and also on the radio and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful Sabbath, June 16, 2018. This is lesson 256, chapter 54, entitled The Good Samaritan, Part 4. Our opening song of the theme of this study is entitled, Here Are My Hands. Here are my hands, help them serve. Let my mouth speak your words, and my ears to hear your voice. Got my feet to follow your path. Got my eyes to see all that you want me to be, and I will obey you with all my heart, and I will obey you with all my heart. Here are my hands, help them serve. Let my mouth speak your words, and my ears to hear your voice. Got my feet to follow your path. Got my eyes to see all that you want me to be, and I will obey you with all my heart, and I will obey you with all my heart. Dear ones, if any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, Babala.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and come before our Godhead. Our righteous and heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us another day of life, another blessed Sabbath day. Thank you for bringing us together that we may continuously learn of you and to be among brethren and so that we can edify each other, dear Father God. I pray that you be with each and every one of us that are here. Bless our household, for all those that are listening over the phones, all those that will listen to the radio, all those that will be listening at a later time. I pray that you bless each and every one of them with a special blessing, dear Father God. Forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings. We pray that you open up our eyes and our ears and our hearts, dear Father God, and be with us in spirit and in truth, dear Father God, that we may partake of your word, dear Father. Let it not just reside with us, but let it be something that we investigate and share with our household and others around us. We thank you and we love you, dear Father God. Please be with all the sick and afflicted, those that are shut in, those that are not able to be with us today for whatever reason. I pray that you be with them as well. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today, dear ones, is taken from the book of John, chapter 13, verse 34, from the King James Version, and it reads, A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests, we will end with part 4 of our lesson entitled, The Good Samaritan, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Babala.
John chapter 15, verse 17. These things I command you, that ye love one another. John chapter 13, verse 35. But this shall all men know, that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Amen.
Psalms 19:7. Must be a typo. Psalm 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. 1 John 4:12. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us.
Sabbath lesson, everyone. Continuing. 1 John 4:20. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, who he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? Amen.
Amen. Today we will cover pages 503 to 505. We are in Desire of Ages, page 503, Pabala.
Sala blessing, everyone. Okay, is in the story of the good Samaritan, Jesus gave a picture of himself and his mission. Man has been bruised, robbed, and ruined by Satan. And his robe of righteousness.
Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages 503. He opened to us the refuge of safety and made complete provision for us at his own charge. Amen. He died to redeem us. Amen. Point out to his own example, he said to his follower, these things I command you, that ye love one another as I love you, that ye also love one another. John 15:17-13:34, Desire Ages, 503, paragraph 6. And the next slide, next to the slide says,
Hebrews 9:22, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. Without shedding of blood is no remission. And on the bottom it says, love one another. A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. Amen. John 13:34-35.
Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What did Jesus give in the story of the Good Samaritan? And why did our Savior undertake our case, heal our wounds, cover us with his robe of righteousness, and open to us a refuge of safety? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, pull up.
The answer is Jesus gave a picture of himself and his mission, and by making a complete provision for us at his own charges to redeem us, pointing to his own example as he had loved you, that ye also love one another.
Continuing. Desire of Ages, page 504. The lawyer's question to Jesus had been, what shall I do? And Jesus recognized love to God and man as a sum of righteousness. He had said, this do, and thou shalt live. The Samaritan had obeyed the dictates of a kind and loving heart, and in this had proved himself a doer of the law. Christ bade the lawyer, go and do thou likewise. Doing and not saying merely is expected of the children of God. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. The Desire of Ages, page 504, paragraph 1.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. What did Jesus recognize in the lawyer's question to him? What shall I do? And how did the Samaritan obey, and what did he prove himself to be than the priest or Levites? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, Baba.
The answer is Jesus, recognizing love to God and man as the Son of Righteousness, had said, "This do and thou shalt live," and had obeyed the dictates of a kind and loving heart, and in this had proved himself a doer of the law.
Amen. So let us learn our first beautiful song together, dear ones, from a Spirit of Prophecy book entitled Testimony Volume 9. It's located in page 189.
If we would humble ourselves before God, if we would humble ourselves before God, and be kind and courteous and tender-hearted and pitiful, there would be 100 conversions to the truth, where now there is only one. Testimonies 9, page 189.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This can also be found in Scripture Song Singers in the section Encouraging Quotes.
Desire of Ages, page 504. The lesson is no less needed in the world today than when it fell from the lips of Jesus. Selfishness and cold formality have well nigh extinguished the fire of love and dispelled the graces that should make fragrant the character. May who profess his name have lost sight of the fact that Christians are to represent Christ. Unless there is practical self-sacrifice for the good of others, in the family circle, in the neighborhood, in the church, and wherever we may be, then whatever our profession, we are not Christians. Page 500, Desire of Ages, page 504, paragraph 2, and on the side to this says, 2 Corinthians 5:20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. You are Christ's ambassador.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. Is this lesson less needed in the world today than when it fell from the lips of our Savior 2,000 years ago? And what have many who profess his name lost sight of? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is not at all. Selfishness and cold formality have well nigh extinguished the fire of love and dispelled the graces that should make fragrant the character and the fact that Christians are to represent Christ. Desire of Ages, page 504, continuing. They look upon their mistakes and errors until they are driven almost to desperation. These souls we are not to neglect. If we are Christians, we shall not pass by on the other side, keeping as far as possible from the very ones who most need our help. When we see human beings in distress, whether through affliction or through sin, we shall never say, "This does not concern me." Desire of Ages, page 504, paragraph 3.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, what has Christ linked his interests with and has asked us to become one with him by stating what is in Matthew 10:8, and how has sin been described in this paragraph to be? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is his interest with that of humanity, and he asks us to become one with him for the saving of humanity. Freely ye have received, he says, freely give. And sin is the greatest of all evils, and it is our pity and help the sinner.
Christ has linked his interest with that of humanity, and he asks us to become one with him for the saving of humanity. Freely ye have received, he says, freely give. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Sin is the greatest of all evils, and it is ours to pity and help the sinner. There are many who err and who feel their shame and their folly. They are hungry for words of encouragement. And on the side, it says, he united divinity with humanity in order that humanity might become a partaker of the divine nature, and that man might become laborers together with God. The Home Missionary, December 1st, 1894, paragraph 7. And also from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, the King James Version, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And then also it says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Jesus said to his disciples, freely ye you have received, freely give. Matthew chapter 8, chapter 10, verse 8, sorry. And then it says, there's a picture which says, my sins were laid on Christ. And it shows a picture of a person carrying their sins and Christ being on the cross and the sins is placed on top of him, on his shoulders.
Yeah. The Star of Ages, page 504. Ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness. Galatians 6:1. By faith and prayer, press back the power of the enemy. Speak words of faith and courage that will be as a healing balsam to the bruised and wounded one. Many, many have fainted and become discouraged in the great struggle of life, when one word of kindly cheer would have strengthened them to overcome. Never should we pass by one suffering soul without seeking to impart to him of the comfort wherewith we are comforted of God. The Star of Ages, 504, paragraph 4. And on the side, it says from Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What way does Galatians 6:1 state how we that are spiritual should restore such a one? And what does faith and prayer do to the bruised and wounded one? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah.
The answer is in the spirit of meekness, and they can press back the power of the enemy and speak words of faith and courage that will be as a healing balsam to the bruised and wounded one.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn another beautiful song together, dear ones. And this one is also taken from a Spirit of Prophecy book entitled Counsel to Parents, Teachers, and Students. Apologize. And this one is located in page 233, paragraph 3.
Rejoice in the Lord always, the Apostle Paul exhorts. And again, we say rejoice, Philippians 4, verse 4. Whatever your disposition may be, God is able so to hold. And it will be a sweet and Christ life. By the exercise of living faith, you can separate from everything that is not in accordance with the mind of God, and thus bring heaven to your life. But hear me, Lord, doing this, you will have sunshine at every step. When the enemy seeks to enshroud the soul with darkness, is in vain, and his heart within you.
Amen. This also can be found in the section of encouraging quote from the scripture Psalm Singers. And let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in
Desire of Ages, page 505. All of this is but fulfillment of the principle of the law, the principle that is illustrated in the story of the Good Samaritan and made manifest in the life of Jesus. His character reveals the true significance of the law and shows what is meant by loving our neighbor as ourselves. And when the children of God manifest mercy, kindness, and love toward all men, they also are witnessing to the character of the statutes of heaven. They are bearing testimony to the fact that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Psalm 19:7. And on the bottom side it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Psalm 19:7.
Desire Ages, page 505. And whoever fails to manifest this love is breaking the law which he professes to revere. For the spirit we manifest toward our brethren declares what is our spirit toward God. The love of God in the heart is the only spring of love toward our neighbor. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how could he love God whom he hath not seen? Beloved, if we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. 1 John 4, verse 20 and 12. This is from Bazaar of Ages, page 505, paragraph 1. And on the side, it says from 1 John 4, verse 12, if we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. And from 1 John chapter 4, verse 20, God is love.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, and welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. What is all of this a fulfillment of, and what does it illustrate in the story of the Good Samaritan? And what do the children of God manifest when they also are witnessing to the character of the statues of heaven? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is the principle of the law, and may manifest in the life of Jesus. His character reveals the true significance of the law, and shows what is meant by loving our neighbor as ourselves, and when they manifest mercy, kindness, and love toward all men.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn our last beautiful song together, dear ones. Then this one is taken from the book of 1 John. 1 John. Chapter 4, verse 7 through 8. Beloved, let us love one another. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. Beloved, let us love one another, 1 John 4, 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another. Beloved, let us love one another. He that loveth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another, 1 John 4, 7 and 8. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the section we ask all the precious little ones to
come. Hey, boys and girls, it's story time. And it's June the 16th of 2018. My, how time flies. Today we talk about we are to be clean inwardly and outwardly. That means on the inside and on the outside. The verse is, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness. That's outside the body. And from all your idols. That's in the heart. Will I cleanse you? Ezekiel 36:25. And I like the verse that follows. It's been a recent memory verse of mine. It says, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Take away the stony heart out of your flesh, give you a heart of flesh. So if you decide to learn either one of those, learn them together. All right. In order to be acceptable in God's sight, the leaders of the people were to give strict heed or pay attention to sanitary conditions of the armies of Israel. God required the Israelites to be clean. Even when they went forth to battle. How do you stay clean and be a soldier? Well, every soul from the commander-in-chief, that's the boss, to the lowest soldier down in the army, was sacredly charged to preserve cleanliness in his person and surroundings. For the Israelites were chosen by God as his peculiar or special people. They were sacredly bound to be holy in body and spirit. They were not to be careless or neglectful or forgetful of their personal duties. In every respect, they were to preserve cleanliness. That means they were to be clean all the time. They were to allow nothing untidy or dirty or unwholesome, unfavorable to health, in their surroundings. Nothing which would taint the purity of the atmosphere. That word taint, that's a funny word. It indicates a smell or a bad scene. Dirtiness around the house would be a tainted scene. If you smell bad, that's a tainted smell. Okay. The Ten Commandments, spoken by Joshua, or Jehovah, that was God, from Sinai, cannot live in the heart of a person of disorderly, filthy habits. Disorderly means they don't keep their things in order. In ancient Israel, that's the Israelites in Moses' time, if ancient Israel could not so much as listen to the proclamation or of the holy law, unless they had obeyed the injunction or command of God, Jehovah, and had cleansed their clothing, washed their clothing, how can that sacred law be written upon the heart of a person, of persons who are not cleanly or clean in person, in clothing, or in their houses? It is impossible. God cannot have, you cannot have God's law written in your heart if your clothes or house are dirty. You're a bad representative. You might say you have his law written in you, but you sure don't look like it to your neighbors if your house is dirty or your clothes are not kept nice. Heaven is a clean and holy place. God is pure and holy. All who come into his presence should take heed or pay attention to his directions, to have the body and the clothing in a pure, clean condition, thus showing respect to themselves and to him. Now, if you went to see the President of the United States, you wouldn't go in your work clothes, would you? Well, we shouldn't come in our work clothes Sabbath morning when we are worshiping our Heavenly Father. The heart must be also sanctified. Those who do this will not dishonor his name, his sacred name, by worshiping him while their hearts are polluted or having sinful thoughts, or their apparel or clothing is untidy or dirty. God sees these things. He marks or notices the heart preparation, the thoughts, the cleanliness of those who worship him. What's heart preparation? It's having our sins all forgiven when we come to worship him. Angels are impressed with the things which they behold or see in the outward surroundings of God's people. Sister White says they walk up and down in our homes to see if our homes are neat and clean. If they are, they take a nice message back to heaven. Those people are clean and nice. You'll be proud of them, Jesus. And if they're not, he says, well, I guess we've got to work on them some more. Because.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, next week, by God's grace, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson, The Good Samaritan, part four. Please have your questions prepared and sent before Thursday, if possible, and Friday as the latest for this upcoming Sabbath. Before we close, dear ones, we would like to ask any of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests that would like to close with prayer. Babala.
We can kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong or sight with thy even known. I pray that you may be with us as we continue in worshiping the Sabbath. We thank you for all the lessons we've been learning about the Good Samaritan so far. Let us be able to keep on. Let us be able to follow the example of this whole parable, and even help others who need it most. But let them be able, Let them be able to be grateful and even have open ears if they wish to hear about the gospel and about your love for them and for everyone on this world. And also I pray that you may be able to let us keep in mind that you're always there to help us no matter what troubles you may face. Bless of all the temptations that the devil may use against us. And also I pray that you may be able to let us keep on accomplishing any task that you assign in us to do. Let us be able to always be mindful and be and let us be trustful that you can be able to help us and that there is no job too impossible for us to handle. We also pray that you may be able to bless us as we continue to keep on the Sabbath being holy and open and close it once more. We love you, God, looking forward to being in the land you promised us. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, dear ones, next Sabbath, it will be part 2 review of chapter 54, the Good Samaritan part 4, and that will be held June 23, 2018. Hope and pray that everyone was blessed. We also prepare activity for the whole family to be able to enjoy. And may you all have a blessed rest of this Sabbath, dear ones. In Jesus' name.